Hello, hello, hello. This is Juan, aka John, J-O-H-N, doing another recording. This one's gonna be raw, like the old days. Jeez. Memories or of what should happen at work or whatever. Yeah. Anyway, let's get to it. First thing I remember is today I did some overtime and was pretty much put in the easiest position in the room during the time that I worked. Data backup. You don't take any 911 calls, you don't take any non-emergency calls. You take data calls, and when animal calls come in or parking calls come in, you back up the data person. You confirm stolen autos. It's pretty easy. It's really relaxed, which is good, but I was getting so bored. I was so hyped up when I went into work. It's rare that I've been working overtime, but I did. It was fun. I mean, I didn't screw it up too bad because I don't know any passwords because I'm never back there. Passwords to get into certain systems. This one call I had to put on hold because the data person had the system up and I didn't have it, so I gave it to her. I was like, hold on a minute. She didn't like that too much, but whatever. I mean, if they put me there more, I'm sure I'll probably get passwords. Anyway, see what else happened. Yeah, last night I worked. That was pretty crazy. I was doing 911 calls only. And did two PNBs. It's pulseless non-breathers. One of them was at a local grocery store over here on the east side. Co-worker or an employee found this woman unconscious, not breathing, in the bathroom. So did chest compressions until paramedics came. They did it. They were cooperative and they were pumping. They're pumping hard. And then maybe like an hour and a half later or so, maybe 2 hours later, took another call. It was a overdose. Dude overdosed in a car. The friends found him. They pulled him out of the car, started doing CPR and then chest compressions. He came too, that guy did. Later on, I found out the Hy-V person. The grocery store, she died. So it's pretty wild. Yeah. And then, let's see. There's some animal calls. There's an injured bird in the road. This guy stopped in the middle of traffic so no one would run over it. Data's kind of boring, to be honest. I try to make it more exciting. Actually, I didn't really have to try. I just tried to work. There's so many things that I've forgotten data. But once you remember, once someone tells you, oh, you do this, it comes back in the memory like, oh, yeah, duh. This is how you do it. It's like riding a bike sometimes with no chain. But anyway, it was an easy overtime. Oh, man. Yep. So, and, yeah, I was thinking about this job and how it, really changes a person and their perspective of life. You know, there are a few ways it can go. two I can think of. One is, you know, the no care about the person just because he's overdosing. And it's like anger. Like, well, he's overdosing on heroin. He's, screw him, whatever. And then there's, you know, that sympathetic also person that I was like, that's too bad. You know, it's too bad he's dying. It's too bad he overdosed. And both people, more often than not, just move on to the next call. You know, some have a real hardcore passion. I think it's hard when that happens. It's it can change. It can change some things, and sometimes it's not to the good. Sometimes it's worse. If you can't take it, it's harsh. But if you can't take it, and sometimes it's more of a damper and it's more of a hindrance than it is good, even though you have a heart of passion, you know, compassion towards things. So it's interesting how that works. I talk about that, and I talk about me. You know, I've gone through the ringer on the callus, and I've had to catch myself. And now I think I care, and I, you know, every call means something. And if we're gonna, regardless of an overdose or regardless of heart attack or something, do your best and get them back to life. You know, bring them back to life. Do your best. That's where I'm at. But it's interesting how I do move on to the next call. You know, it's been a while since a call has stuck with me. And that's a callousness there, you know. And I don't believe it shows that I don't care, because I do care. And, you know, I'm not bitter or angry towards anything. It's just, it's like you move on. And, you know, I wonder if I can get back to, you know, where I did care and I thought about it. And how can we keep a dispatcher more so, you know, to do more, but not in a sense of the passion where it's a hindrance. Yeah, I'm not sure what I'm trying to say here, but it is interesting. And, you know, maybe I'll dwell on it more. And I mean, the audience, the crowd is in front of me. Every day I go in there, observe. You know, there's so many different types of people, characteristics, personalities. And it's interesting in this type of job, this type of business. I wouldn't say business, but occupation. This is as a dispatcher. You know, I only imagine the police officers, the firefighters, the medics. You know, it has to be some kind of dark humor to get through the day. Because we hear it all day. And there has to be those type of persons that can actually focus and function to help the person on the other line, regardless of what it is. You know, to put things in the rear, disassociate. That's a thing. It is this form of disassociation. Holy shit. Just like PTSD, anxiety. All right. I gotta dwell on this more, or else you just hear silence, because I'll be thinking in my head. I'm going 42 right now. Peace. This is John, aka Juan, part two of, I guess I'm going to say rawness, but I don't think I said that in the first one. Anyway, my thoughts are back, and I was thinking about what I just said, and, okay, so, we'll talk about callousness. You know, it's interesting because you take a PNB like I took, that one PNB on the east side, right? And at the grocery store. And, I mean, it's some serious shit. You get somebody, and it's intense, and they're doing chest compressions the whole time until the medics arrive. You're with them, telling them, counting with them, counting one, two, three, four, as they're pumping the chest 600 times, or until the medics get there. 600 times. And the callousness I'm talking about is after you hang up that phone call, after you're done, your part is done. The very next call is, it can range from somebody complaining about their upstairs neighbor and stomping on the floor, because then they explain that if they have a 2-year-old that runs around all the time. So as a call taker, in your head, in my head, it's immediate, bro, I just did chest compressions right before you called, with someone on the phone, and they were pumping. And you imagine, like, I don't know what this dude looked like who was pumping on this woman's chest. I think he had a uniform because he was an employee, and he had hair. He was young. I don't know, maybe I'm way off. And then this dude calls about this 2-year-old running around, and it's too loud. That's where the callousness comes in, because you just gotta respond and be polite and be sincere, because this person is, that's his problem. You know, he's got a problem with this noise complaint, and that's where he's at. He doesn't know. The callousness comes in where you just move on and you just take the call. You have to in this job, or else you blow up and you'll say what you're thinking. You're complaining about this 2-year-old running around. This 2-year-old is, it's an example, he or she is an example of life. And you're hearing life run around. I just dealt with trying to save a life. Seriously, man. Embrace it. It sucks. But do something. Put pillows over your ears. Cotton swabs. Don't call the fucking police about that bullshit. Damn. So that's what you want to say. Or just to somehow say it in a better way. Sure, say it in a better way, okay? Hey, man. I don't know. No, because that's not what a dispatcher can't show feelings. We can't show emotions. We can't show what we think or believe or what we want to say. We can't. Shit, sometimes I go a little farther than probably should. It's not like that. It's just talking some sense to a person. You know? It's nothing. And sometimes it's, it has nothing to do with the call that the person just took. But that's an example of that callousness that I was talking about. Just, you know, there's only one time I had to step off the floor. over a call. And it wasn't because of the next call. It was just because of the call I took. It was pretty rough. That was in my early years when I wasn't calloused. You see? Damn. And with the citizens, the people you know, your friends, your family, it's not understood. So it looks, so when you go to gatherings or when you're with people, you know, sometimes it shows you don't have that passion or the compassion that you may have once had, but you're calloused because of the job you do. And it comes off like, dude, you got a black soul. You're dark. Or why do you do this? Or why do you do that? Man, there are things that we as dispatchers cultures got to do or do unconsciously or unintentionally to get by. But is that even right? No. But that's a job. Someone has to do this. So what can be fixed? So these vices, so these loss of love, almost. Shit. All right. Yeah, I'm done with this one. I'm going 42. Peace.